You gonna do this one?
Yeah, Hugh asked me to cover it because it's kind of a little tough on the voice.
I think Hugh deserves a hell of a hand for doing what he's doing. And knowing what we know about Hank Williams, am I right, Hugh? Knowing what we know about Hank Williams, if he had had a frog in his throat, he'd have showed up and sang anyway. Huh? Don't you think he would have? Yeah. Huh?
David Stage, boy. I love him for that, too.
There
you
go.
Thank you all very much.
Terry's got to do something to hit number one, 1950, something called Long Gone, Lonesome Boots.
I went down to the river to watch the fish come by. And when I got to the river, so lonesome I wanted to die. Oh, Lord. And then I jumped in the river, but the dog on the river was dry. She's a long gone, long gone, and now I'm long gone. She told me on Sunday she was checking me out, along with my
Is everybody all right out there? No, I ask because the first time Hank sang that at the Opry, two women fell out of the balcony. They say that's true. As you know, did you see Terry when he was playing? That's a little thing. Thing is, Elvis Presley came a little later, but Hank Williams was that first one that did that to a crowd. Just stirred stuff up like nothing, like that never happened before. But before him, think about it, there was Eddie Arnold and some great singers, but nobody ever did that to y'all. Pope's gonna come out and do one. This one wasn't written by Hank. It was written by Leon Payne, who apparently Hank liked a lot because he did a couple of his songs. This is hit number five in 1950, something called They'll Never Take Her Love From Me.
If today the sun should set on all my hopes and smiling face, the gods would see. Far she'd walk along beside
trust she gave, and see her love turn into sympathy. It's the one regret I carry with me to my grave. Oh, they'll never, never take her love from me. So thankful, for each golden hour of happiness that we share together in the used to be. Someone else is on their hold her now and conquer it, but they'll never, never take her love from me.
Bring D.L. Menard out here to do another one of those songs from that last session. Came out in 1953, went to number one after Hank passed away, and was also used as the title of the biography movie that was made about his life, something called Your Cheating Heart.
Damn, I look good, huh?
Through it.
That's the D'Alvin Hour.
Yeah.
Still do it. D.L. had a birthday too, Terry. D.L. had a birthday recently too.
D.L. had a birthday in April.
He's turned.
He's 81.
81 years old.
And Ben was 81 just a week later than D.L.
Just a week later. Let me tell y'all something. When I'm 81, I hope I can still tie my own shoes, much less sing like that.
Barry, is that why you're wearing boots?
That's why I'm wearing boots tonight, right. Slip on is the key to happiness. Vin's going to do something that came out in 49, a little bit earlier that we've been doing.
One of Hank's favorite.
Something called There'll Be No Teardrops Tonight.
Pretend I'm free from sorrow. Make believe that wrong is right. Your waiting day will be tomorrow, but there'll be no teardrops tonight.
Hey, Vin, hold up. You mentioned a little earlier, boy, I bet you that's one song they probably didn't play at Hank's wedding dance, don't you think? You mentioned a little earlier that you had done a French version of Cocoa Heart. Could you give a little taste of it?
Oh, I could. Maybe do a little French version. A little
French version you did. Just give us a little taste of it.
Well, you know, when I first met Hank, in Nashville, and then he invited me for his wedding, and then we went, I'll do it short, make it short. And I was in my room, and Hank adored my guitar. I had a Martin. And so I say, Hank, why don't you do Cocoa Heart for me? The man done it for me. He sang it, but I had Cocoa Heart, and he says, I know you record French. He says, why don't you put some French lyrics to a Cocoa Heart? Which the people I was recording for, I'm not going to name them, but it was a major record from Nashville. They didn't want me to do Hank Cocoa Heart in French. So I wrote the words to it, a little bit of it, and here it goes. J'ai essayé de te montrer que t'es la seule que j'aime. Tout est fait, ma papa, ma papa. T'as jamais oublié. Laissez-moi te faire content et fendre ton cœur glacé. Ce vieil amour vient toujours pour me fracasser.
Thank you. Thank you so very much.
No, Barry, Ken was telling me when we went through the rehearsal that he says, you know, cœur de glacé sounds a lot colder than cold.
I know. It's a frozen heart. Man, everything gets more intense over here. Terry's going to do another one. You know, what's funny about this song, probably one of the most recognizable Hank Williams songs there was, I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry, came out in 1949. It never reached the charts. Can you believe that? Until 1966. He was long gone. It hit number 43. I don't know what happened that year. Maybe the movie came out or something.
The movie, yeah. As a result of Hank Williams' You Cheat Your Heart movie released in that year.
This is poetry in song. I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry.
Thank you.
going to bring Hugh back out to do one of the songs again from that last great session. It was spent 13 weeks at number one in 53 after Hank passed away. It was the song of the year that year. Something about an Indian maiden. I don't need to say any more than that.
His Sunday feathers and held a Tommy Paul. The maid wore her beads and braids and hoped someday he'd talk. Heart was set on the Indian maid with the coal black hair. Kalijah. Just stood there and never let it show. So she could never answer yes or no. And then one day a wealthy customer bought the Indian maid and took her so far away, but old Kalijah stayed. Kalijah just stands there as lonesome as can be and wishes he was still an old pine tree.
Hugh Harris.
You know what the little boy said, huh? Hang on, I'll find it in a minute.
Hugh, we're going to bring everybody back out here and do one last song before we take a short break. This was that song that kept Set the Woods on Fire from reaching number one in 1952, something that Hank wrote inspired by this culture. And this, our music from here in South Louisiana, something that he called jambalaya, crawfish pie, and filet gumbo.
By Joe, we gotta go feel fire. We gotta go feel down to buy.
My Yvonne, the sweetest. Son of a gun, we're gonna have big fun on the bayou.
Help me, folks.
Jambalaya,
gun, we're gonna have big fun on the bayou. If you do, know the place is buzzing. People come to see my mighty cousin. That's itself a while on my way. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bio. Down for a life, crawfish, pine, a peely gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see my guitar, fill the jar, and the ale. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Guitar, fiddle, jar, and yell. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou.
Yeah. Four Hanks. We're gonna take a short break. About give you 10 minutes to stretch out and do whatever else you got to do. And we'll be back. It's 7:30. We'll be back at 7:40 on the dot.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother our Sundays we spent with our friends at the old country church. Precious years of memories, oh what joy they bring to me. How I long once more to be church. And the Savior above in his wonderful love saved my soul at the old country church. Precious years